From Washington, this is VOA News. Israel warns a nuclear deal will not keep Iran from obtaining atomic weapons. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reaffirmed his view on Tuesday that international negotiations with Iran over its nuclear program will not stop it from getting an atomic weapon.
Now, I know I'm often portrayed as the nuclear party pooper, and that would be okay if I was the only voice against the impending deal with Iran. But I speak with quite a few of our neighbors, more than you think, and I want to tell you that nobody in this region believes this deal will block Iran's path to the bomb. Or, as I said, to many bombs.
The Israeli leader addressed a strategic conference near Tel Aviv weeks before a June 30 deadline for the so-called P5 plus 1, the permanent UN Security Council members plus Germany, to reach a compromise agreement with Tehran. Mr. Netanyahu met with outgoing U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Martin Dempsey, who was in Israel to assure it of continued U.S. support despite the pending agreement. The U.S. announced Tuesday it will not meet a Muslim Brotherhood delegation in Washington for a private conference. Group had been designated a terrorist organization by the Egyptian government. Jeff Rathke is a U.S. spokesman.
We engage with representatives from across the political spectrum, and this is a group we've also met with in the recent past, don't have any further reason. We simply aren't meeting with them this time. No change in policy. We remain, remain in contact. We will remain in contact with groups across the political spectrum.
The announcement came amid reports the U.S. ambassador to Cairo had been summoned by the government to express its displeasure over the permission granted to the group to visit the United States. This is VOA News. President Obama is expected to decide, perhaps as early as this week, on a plan to send hundreds of additional military trainers to Iraq to bolster Iraqi troops in their fight against the Islamic State. The new set of up to 500 personnel would join the 3,000 trainers and advisors Mr. Obama authorized last year. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Tuesday said there's an urgent need to accelerate such training.
Iraqi security forces that have benefited from the support of our coalition military partners have performed well on the battlefield. And what we know is that in at least one recent area where we experienced a setback in Ramadi, those were forces that had not benefited from being trained by the U.S.-led coalition.
Mr. Obama met Monday in Germany with Iraq's prime minister on the sidelines of the Group of Seven summit discussing strategy to reverse the gains made by the militant IS group. A moderate Syrian rebel coalition seized a major southern military base from government forces Tuesday. The Southern Front Alliance took what is known as the 52nd Brigade Base a day after what a rebel spokesman called short, quick, and intense fighting. Defense chiefs from Nigeria, Niger, Cameroon, Benin, and Chad met Tuesday in Abuja to discuss joint operations against the Boko Haram insurgency. Alex Bada is Nigeria's chief of defense staff.
Our meetings, not only as members of LCBC, but at the bilateral or multilateral levels, have created opportunity for us to move a step further in the ongoing fight against terrorism and criminal elements within our region. It is a known fact that terrorists do not recognize or respect international boundaries and as such carry out their acts both within and across national boundaries.
Joint operations conducted by the countries since February have pushed the militant group out of most areas it controlled in northeast Nigeria. Eritrea has dismissed a UN report that accuses it of systematic, widespread, and gross human rights violations. It called the report by a commission of inquiry totally unfounded and devoid of merit. It said it's part of a, quote, politically motivated campaign to undermine Eritrea's political, economic, and social progress. The UN report accuses the government of repressing the rights to free expression, opinion, assembly, and religion. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi begins a trip to China Wednesday aimed at bolstering diplomatic ties that have been tested as a result of her country's democratic reforms. Her National League for Democracy expects her to meet top Chinese leaders, including President Xi Jinping. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is scheduled to meet in Brussels Wednesday with Germany's chancellor and the French president for negotiations on new bailout funds for his debt-ridden country 3 weeks before it has to come up with cash to avoid default. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.